Hey dude, thanks for coming over. I know we haven't had like a real sesh in a while, so yeah. So here we are, my bedroom yet again. Yeah, the epicenter of all high times. Yeah, dude, I redecorated, moved the bed around. I think I painted. Oh, all my witch stuff is on the windowsill. I got some cacti. It's very inviting, you know, some dope ass curtains, wind chimes. Yeah, I know. I decorated this like a sunroom, not an apartment in a shitty part of town, right? So yeah, I know it's been a while, but I think we are now two bowls in, right? Okay, so it's my turn. So, all right, here goes. Lord, that is harsh. Oh God. You know what? I think that is it for me. Yeah, because I'm a pansy ass bitch, and oh, good God. I'm pretty sure my kids are going to be coughing. That was. Jesus, that was harsh. And it fell through. It fell through the pipe. No! That's like the great tragedy no stoner ever wants to have when shit falls through your pipe and it's still smoking. Oh my God. Gonna set the whole goddamn place on fire with this crap. See, I knew mom wanted me to not do drugs. I just never knew. I just thought she was a party pooper, but nope. It's because I have the potential to burn. Okay, it is out. I have the potential to burn the goddamn house down. Should tell her thank you one of these days. Yeah, I am a rambler. Something you have pointed out to me for like the past years. We've known each other a long time now, dude. Yeah, hold on, let me light some incense because it smells weird in here. Yay, it's gonna smell good in here now. Oh, Jesus. And do da 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 da. That's right, I'm fucking freestyle scatting. Or scatting the original freestyle. Oh, who gives a shit? Like the jazz equivalent of freestyle rapping. It's been. I don't even remember when the last time I saw you was last year. I know it's been a while, but you have gone and just not grown up because we're the same age, but you've changed a lot, and it's so weird to see. I remember when you used to live down the street and. Putting our stuff away. I remember when you lived down the street and I would go and hang out at like 9. Like 9, you would text me if I was still up and you'd ask and I'd skate over, or most of the time I'd walk over because I didn't have a board then. I'd walk over. And I remember my mom used to get so mad at me leaving. She'd be like, "Why are you gonna go hang out with her?" I can't believe that's. God, okay, that was so long ago. Do you remember the time that I was really upset about something? I forgot what I was upset about. But we went and we skated and we found a taco truck and we got some tacos. Or I got some tacos because you were going through a vegan phase. And yeah, you remember I got all that salsa and the dude that gave me the tacos mentioned something about it. He was like, you know, we could sell it by the gallon. I don't know, fucking dude, those are some, those, you know what, those tacos are okay, but I don't know, I always think that everything tastes like amazing if I have it with you, so. Do you remember your shitty old skateboard with the big purple wheels that you loved it so much? And you would occasionally let me ride it, and you saw how happy it made me. And so when I got my longboard, we used to have those adventures and just go all over the place. You remember once we went from your house? Oh, this is like when after you moved, we went from your house to like the community college, and that was 5 miles, 6 miles away. That was a really great day. Do you remember the day we looped and we ended up at the huge park? And it was like 9. We were terrified trying to go back. We're like, oh my god, this is it. And every time one of us stopped, we all had to stop because we did not want to die that day. It was, oh my god, one of the top 5 days of my life. Yeah. Do you remember sitting outside of your apartment and you would show me songs that you really liked? And for a while you were really obsessed with Lorde, and you are still obsessed with Zeppelin. And you showed me a Zeppelin song. I don't think it was Barnyard. No, fuck, I don't even remember what it is anymore. It was one of your favorite songs. I remember that shit. I feel so bad for forgetting. And we used to talk about music for like hours, just talk about anything. And I remember you told me our senior year, because that's when we started talking more. You told me that Wish You Were Here was your favorite Pink Floyd album. And you know, I didn't get around to listening to it until like 3 years after. Yeah, and I was like so obsessed with Pink Floyd at the time. Yeah, it turns out I was just really obsessed with Dark Side of the Moon. How could you not love Time or Brain Damage? Are you kidding me? That's classic Pink Floyd. Yeah, says the girl who didn't listen to them until she was 17. Yeah. That doesn't mean my street cred is any less valid than, why am I talking about Pink Floyd street cred? Oh yeah, but you said Wish You Were Here was your favorite album, and I learned how to sing Wish You Were Here. Or I didn't learn how to sing it, I sang it every now and then. And like I catch myself just sometimes just repeating the first two lines of the last verse. Yeah, it's the first. The how I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year. Yeah, it's technically three lines, but whatever. Actually, you know what? I think I'm gonna sing the rest of it because I think that's what feels right. Oh god, I haven't done this in forever. So, I literally just listened to it today, so hopefully I can sort of sound. We're just gonna call this a cover of Pink Floyd, okay? We're just not gonna let David Gilmour know that I've butchered his song. Okay. So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain,
Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? Dun, dun, dun. Did they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts? Hot ashes for trees. Hot air for a cool breeze. Cold comfort for change. And did you exchange a walk-on part in the roar for a lead role in a cage?
I always hear the guitar playing in my head every time I sing this song.
How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl. Year after year, running over the same old ground. What have we found? The same old fears. Wish you were here.
Man, I've loved that song ever since I fully listened to it. Yeah, 'cause it reminds me of you. Reminds me of all the fun that we used to have. All the stupid shit that we would get into. And the literal shit that once got on your hands when you're... when you stepped in crap and you didn't notice and you thought it was mud and you just wiped it off with your hand. That's still the goddamn... That's still so goddamn hilarious. Yeah. I mean, I love you a lot, so I really like any songs that just remind me of you. Like, that Lord song. Oh my god, I can't remember what it goes like now. Shit. Oh my god, it's, oh. We're never done with killing time. Can I kill it with you? Till our veins run red and blue. I don't know the rest of that verse. Na 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 na. Let me kill it with you. And, Hotel California makes me think of you. But I don't know why. I think... because of that time, we went on a road trip, and I kept calling every, like, half-burned motel that we saw, Hotel California, and you got really tired of it. Actually, no, that's why. That's why I think of Hotel California, and I think of you. Yeah. What else reminds me of you? Not any of my angsty music, surprisingly. Yeah. I mean, you were... Oh, God. I dropped the pipe. I did not spill... Okay, I spilled some ash, but whatever. Party foul, you know, two-person party. Oh, my God, there's more songs that remind me of you. Oh, that one 21 Pilots song. And that's like, I'm standing in front of you. I'm standing in front of you. I'm trying to be so cold. Da 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 da, trying to be so cold. Because it's like, oh, no. No, I think it's the few lines. Oh. Something, oh, I do not know why I would hide in front of you. Something, I don't know why I would lie in front of you and hide my soul, because you're the only one who knows it. Yeah, you're the only one who knows it. Yeah. Fuck, what the fuck is that song? Whatever. Whatever. These are all just lots of songs that remind me. They sound romantic. I mean, I've always sort of kind of been in love with you. Like, not just best friend love. Yeah. It's been a few years now. I never thought to go for it because, you know, I didn't think I was bi enough or whatever, or I didn't think I was enough, but judging from the way you're smiling, you love me too? Ah, you do? Okay. Okay. I have been waiting 4 years to do this. You know what? 4 years was worth the wait. So, do you want to go to 7-Eleven and get some Slurpees? And I promise that on the way there, I will tell you all the reasons I love you, including your many, many different haircuts, and how much you have either hated or loved them. And I don't know, I think I'm gonna keep reminiscing about our cool escapades while we're walking, because I think you seem a little too high to talk. And I'm doing enough talking for the both of us. You see? This worked out. And we're gonna get some Slurpees, we're gonna hold hands, and and I'm just going to love you. Yeah. Totally worth 4 years.